want to just quickly, briefly summarize and recap the question we posed 2 days ago and to perhaps come to some conclusions with regard to that discussion. We shared a shiloh that I was asked on Sunday morning as to whether somebody can give a ride to his non-Jewish nanny to the church to attend religious services on December 25th. The question being, of course, whether it poses a concern of lifnei iver, lo sitein michshol. The underlying assumption being that we know b'nei Noach are not allowed to be over the avodah zarah, and Christianity is a form of avodah zarah, so perhaps taking a non-Jewish woman to the church is a violation of lifnei iver. We mentioned the Gemara in avodah zarah, daf vav. The Gemara speaks about the isser of lifnei iver when one extends an eiver min achai to a ben Noach or a cup of wine to a nazir. The Gemara says that isser of lifnei iver is violated only if and when the ben Noach and the Jew who has the eiver min achai are on two opposite sides of the river. The way Rashi explains it is that lifnei iver is only relevant if the isser is inaccessible to the individual without your help. Well, if that's the case, here in our discussion, this non-Jewish woman will get a ride some other way to the church. She'll call an Uber, she'll get to the church however way she gets there, even without this Jewish family member driving her there, in which case, according to Rashi, there should be no issur of lifnei iver involved. Same time, I mentioned Rabbeinu Chananel, as Rav Sacks had quoted to me the next morning. Rabbeinu Chananel understands the Gemara to be saying that when the Ben Noach and the Yisrael are on opposite sides of the river, the reason why there is no lifnei, the reason why there is an Isser of lifnei iver is because the Ben Noach cannot force the Yisrael to hand him the Isser. They're separated by a river. But if they're on the same side of the river, Ben Chananel says, then there is no Isser of lifnei iver because he can force you to give it to him. Which means, according to Ben Chananel, that if there's no question of kfiya, no question of force involved, so then there would be a concern of lifnei iver if you facilitate the isser. In which case, perhaps over here, there's no question of the non-Jewish nanny forcing the young man to give her a ride. So perhaps there would be an isser of lifnei iver if he does give her the ride to the church. Perhaps, according to Ben Chananel. However, aside from Rashi, who says that there is no isser of lifnei iver if the isser is accessible without your help, there is also the comment of the Ran. And the Ran says there in that Gemara of Avodah Zarah that even if there's no isser de araisa of lifnei iver, if the isser is accessible without your help, there still would be an isser de rabbanon to facilitate violation of the isser. Meaning, you're on the same side of the river. The nazir can access the isser without your help. So there's no isser d'oraisa of lifnei iver if you hand him the cup of wine. There still would be an isser d'rabbanon. Why, says the Ran? Because you're mechuyev to be mafrish a Yisrael from violating an isser. You're mechuyev to stop him from violating an isser. If you're mechuyev to stop a Yisrael from violating an isser, how then could you even think to facilitate the isser, assist him with the isser, make it easier, be mesayeya? So the Ran says that even if you're on the same side of the river and the Isser is accessible without your help, there still is an Isser Drabanon, says the Ran, of being Misayeya Yidei Ovrei Avera. So the question is, does that apply in our case over here? Would you say that, well, the non-Jewish woman can access the church regardless, she can call an Uber and go by herself, so there's no relief in the Iver Daraisa, but maybe by you facilitating the Isser, by you making it easier for her, maybe that's an Isser Drabanon of Misayeya. So the discussion then takes us to a halacha in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim, Simin Kuf Nun Aleph, in Yeridea, in Sif Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us, interesting halacha, that if there are items that are especially designated or used for forms of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell such items to Ovdei Avodah Zarah when you can assume that they are purchasing those items for use in Avodah Zarah service. So if there was a specific brand of wine that is used in the church services, and you are requested as a local liquor store owner to provide the local church with that particular brand of wine that they like to use for their in-church services, so the Shulchan Aruch says you can't sell to a non-Jew that which is miyuchad for an Avodah Zarah service. That you can't do. So writes the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah then writes the following. The Ramah then writes that perhaps this Isser, says Ramah, Yesh Omrim, some say this Isser, to sell them that which they need for their Avodah Zarah service, is dafka if they can't access that item some other way. They can't buy it anywhere else. They don't have any other such items themselves in stock. But, says the Ramah, if they can purchase that item elsewhere, then you can sell them whatever you want to sell them. In other words, the Ramah is seemingly quoting the approach of Rashi in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that if it's Bechad Ever Dinara, one side of the river, they can access whatever they want without your help. So then there's no risk of Lepnei Iver in you selling them that item that they're going to use in their Avodah Zarah service. Then the Ramah quotes, some are machmir, even if they could access it without your help, it's still usser. That sounds like the Ran, that you're not allowed to assist in being misayeya, even if they can perform the isser without your help. The Ramah writes, Nagu lahakel kesvara harishona. Meikar din, the minhag is, says Ramah, to be meikal. If they can access that wine for their religious services without you selling it to them, you're allowed to sell it to them. There's no lefnei iver there. That would mean that this young man can drive this woman to the church service. She'll get there without you. Are you being messiah? You're helping her out? Seems like the from the Ramah that the Iker is like that first Shita of Rashi, that as long as they can access the Isser without your help, there's no Isser at all. The Ramah, though, does write that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir, that even though they can access the Isser without you, but you're assisting, you're facilitating, you're being messiah, a Baal Nefesh, says the Ramah, should be Machmir. Now, it is on that comment of the Ramah that the Shach writes as follows. The Shach says that he doesn't think it's a machlokas, meaning these two opinions in the Rishonim, if the Isser can be accessed without your help, there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver, but is there an Isser of Misayeya Medrabanan or not? Rashi seems to say it's Mutar Lagamri. The Ran seems to say that there's still an Isser Drabanan of Misayeya, because you have to be mafrish someone from being over an Isser, says the Shach, interestingly as follows. The Shach writes, he says, he thinks there's no machlokas. Why is that? The Shach explains. He says, when you're dealing with a non-Jew or with a mumar, then it's mutar legamri. The Ran who says there's an Isser Drabanan is talking only about a Yisrael, with regard to whom you have a chiv to stop him from doing an isser. That's the difference, says the Shach. Meaning the Shach says, back to our question, this non-Jewish woman wants to ride to the church so she can engage in her Avodah Zarah service. Is it Lifnei Iver? Is it not? We said Lifnei Iver, definitely not, because she can get there without your help. She'll call an Uber. No Lifnei Iver deraisa. Is there an Isser Drabanan of Misayeya? The Ran seems to say, yes, there is an Isser Drabanan of Misayeya. Says the Shach, the Ran there in Avodah Zarah, who says there's an Isser to assist someone in violating an Isser, even if they can perform the Isser without your help, the Ran is talking about assisting a Yisrael to violate the Isser. Because when it comes to a fellow Jew, you have an obligation to stop him from doing an Isser. So how could you assist him in facilitating the Isser? Dafka by Yisrael, there's an Isser Drabanan of Misayeh, says the Shach, according to the Ran. When we're dealing with an Obed Kechavim, which is what our Shaila is about, dealing with a non-Jew, there's no chiv to stop a non-Jew from doing an Isser. And so long as he or she can violate the Isser without your help, as in this case here, they can get an Uber, get a ride without you, then there's no Isser Lifnei Iver, and there's not even an Isser Drabanan of Misayeya. That is the conclusion of the Shach, which therefore should mean that in our Shaila, it should be Mutar Legamri. We're dealing with a non-Jew who wants to get a ride to the local church service. There's no Isser Lifnei Iver Midaraisa because she can get a ride some other way without you. She'll call a taxi, call a car service. Ah, you're being Misayeya, you're assisting her. Even that Isser of assisting someone, the Ran says, is only Isser Midrabanan because you're making the Isser easier for them. And the Shach says that's only true when you're assisting a Yisrael to violate the Isser, because you're supposed to stop a Yisrael from doing the Isser, not assist them. But when you're dealing with a non-Jew who's asking for your assistance, it would seem from the Shach, it would be Mutar Legamri to provide them with that ride. Because that's what I think we could conclude from the Shach and Simon Kufnun Aleph Sif Katan Vav, that there'd be no Isser at all in providing that ride to this non-Jewish woman.